This episode of Everything Sounds is sponsored by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial with no credit card required and 10% off your first purchase, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MUSIC. That's the word MUSIC, M-U-S-I-C.
Also by Sound Studio 4 for Mac. If you want to record and edit audio, you can find this affordable option at MacSoundStudio.com. Again, that's Sound Studio 4 for Mac.
Ignition sequence start. 5.
Everything.
3. Everything.
Sounds.
Sounds.
This is Everything Sounds.
I'm Craig Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr. This is Everything Sounds.
Parce qu'un jour, des galeristes sont venus.
One day, some gallerists came to my house for dinner. During dinner, they heard music and they asked me what it was. I opened the door and they saw all these birds in the room. It was the birds playing percussion on small metal dishes. And that led to another experiment with tuned strings and chords, which was a very big success. I became known as the Birdman of Paris.
That was the French artist and composer Céleste Boucher-Morgeneau. His most recent experimentation blending the natural world, art, and music has been wildly successful. People are waiting up to 2 hours in line to see and, of course, hear something that is undeniably unique.
It also further explains the nickname that he's gotten. To find out more, we turned our ears to Salem, Massachusetts.
I'm Trevor Smith, and I'm the curator of the present tense at the Peabody Essex Museum.
So right from the start, we have a couple of things to unpack from that statement. First of all, curator of the present tense. That was a new one for us.
Well, it's a new one for me, too.
His title is meant to reflect the idea that the Peabody Essex Museum isn't your typical art museum.
You know, it's really placing creative expression within that broader realm of human experience.
It opened in 1799, and it's one of the oldest continuously operating museums in the U.S. Over its history, it's given the public a glimpse at creativity and relationships across different cultures, technologies, and disciplines, and Trevor's job involves understanding the creative legacy of the museum, while at the same time curating new experiences in the present.
And so, in a funny way, the museum allows us to trace these connections across cultures, across time, the impact of global commerce for over 200 years.
The work of an artist like Céleste Boucher-Morgeneau is perfect for the museum. His work involves a lot of traditional artistic or compositional boundaries being blurred. Much of his work involves creating these sort of living compositions that no human could play or recreate. Part of that stems from his desire to make music in spite of personal obstacles.
Comme musicien moi-même, j'étais pris entre jouer et écouter.
He said that he struggled as a musician because his dyslexia got in the way of his ability to play music. And he also said that he just wasn't very good at it. But because of that, he invented his own ways of playing music.
So, the Birdman of Paris has brought his flock to Salem for an exhibition called From Here to Ear. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MUSIC.
Squarespace is constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with, and all of the style options you need to create a unique website for you or for your business.
Squarespace has over 20 customizable templates for you to choose from. It's incredibly easy to use, but if you want some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And get this, all of that, it starts at just $8 a month. Every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website onto a mobile device. So your content will look great on every device, every time.
If you'd like to try it out, start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code MUSIC to get 10% off and show your support for Everything Sounds. Thanks.
Just take a moment and try to envision yourself in a room that's 35 feet by 60 feet, white walls all around you, and about 16 to 20 foot tall ceilings.
And on the ground, Celeste has designed a series of walkways, kind of geometric walkways, very simple, out of sheets of MDF.
The MDF that he's referring to stands for medium density fiberboard.
And in between the walkways, you have sand.
And that feedback, fuzz, distortion, and other noise you're hearing? That's coming from instruments placed at various points in the room. They're not played by people, but 70 zebra finches that are exploring the space and using them kind of like musical trees.
So the visitor is invited into the bird's space, and the birds react to the presence of the visitor, moving around their ecosystem, if you will. And as they alight on the different guitars, they make sounds. So in a way, if you think about birds, they have been such a symbol in so many cultures of the act of making music. We think of birds as singing. But in this installation, you experience birds making music that in a way that you have never seen before or heard before.
There are 10 guitars and 4 basses set up around the room, and each have different tunings. There's also amplifiers set up that have different volume settings and effects. Oh, there's also upside-down cymbals set up to act like bird baths or feeding areas.
And we just need to take a step back for 1 second.
Go ahead.
Zebra finches, if you're not familiar, have bright orange beaks, grayish tan or sand-colored feathers, and they're pretty small and relatively fast. Only the males can sing, but of course, every bird can contribute to the soundscape. They're flying around the room, sometimes in flocks, sometimes alone, as birds do, and they land on and interact with the instruments. And while they're doing that, they're just adding to the sounds of the composition.
Since they're dealing with living creatures in this unusual environment, the care and safety of the birds is one of the main concerns. They work with a local veterinarian that specializes in birds, and any places that might cause harm to the bird if they found their way into them are sealed off. They even went as far as installing a second electrical system for the space so that they could accommodate lighting that would brighten and dim to simulate sunlight for the birds.
And on top of that, they have a crew of people who carry out all of the daily tasks to help visitors and birds alike.
We have hired a team of interpreters that run in two shifts a day. So the morning shift would come in and uncover the guitars and clean the guitars off and clean the walkways off and tune the guitars up. And then that person looks after the visitors to the exhibition and can answer any of their questions.
Unlike most people, Trevor was able to see every step along the development of the exhibition. After approximately 18 months of planning and preparation, there weren't too many things that caught him or the team off guard, but there are still those special moments that stayed with them.
I suppose one of the great moments was when the birds were first released into the room. And, you know, at first they don't want to leave their cage because, you know, that's the great unknown. But, you know, once one bird leaves, they all start to follow. And some of the birds would, you know, kind of get as far away from us as they could. But right away, there was a couple of birds that hopped up on a guitar in front of us and started bouncing up and down it and, you know, kind of looking at us going, yeah, what do you want to do about it?
In this room, you hear the constant sound of the birds chattering as they bounce around and pick at the guitar strings with their beaks. Actually, some of them even show off their mating dances on the guitars. But each movement creates a sound that you probably wouldn't associate with birds. There's something that's undeniably unusual, but at the same time, pretty astounding about the exhibition.
As a curator, being able to see the joy in people's faces as they encounter the work is something quite extraordinary. And as with any piece of music or any performance, you know, if you're sitting in a concert hall and you're listening to an orchestra play, or you're out at a sweaty nightclub listening to a rock and roll band, you know that space that people get into when they're absolutely present with the music in this soundscape.
Celeste explains From Here to Ear in this way.
From here to ear, d'où le
from here to ear, a silly play on words, is a device, a plan. It's a piece that's impossible for humans to play. That's often what interests me, going beyond the human form, but not always in a technical way. I often say that for this piece I have flying fingers. I hold on to the idea that we're sharing a moment. It's not about seeing the birds in an enclosed space. It's about the birds having space, a very luxurious space, if you will. People are invited to join the birds in that space. Art is really a way to invent your own tools and arrive at an outcome. For me, it's about the human imagination, not about technical ability. More about our imagination.
From Here to Ear is at the Peabody Essex Museum through April 13th, 2014. And you can learn more about the exhibit and the museum from their website, pem.org, or you can just visit our website, everythingsounds.org. We've got all of the information there, along with some videos of the exhibit that you can see as well.
Also, when you visit our site, follow the iTunes link. You can subscribe to the show or write a review if you haven't done that yet. All it takes is just a few minutes, and those ratings and reviews help us climb the charts and reach more people in the process. And thanks to you if you've already written something. We've got some really nice fans.
Today's episode was sponsored by Sound Studio 4 by Felt Tip Inc. Sound Studio 4 for Mac lets you record audio, create podcasts, digitize your tapes and records, and just create your own sound effects for your own projects. Information on all of the features is at macsoundstudio.com, or you can find it in the Mac App Store. Again, that's Sound Studio 4 for Mac.
Everything Sounds is also a part of the Mule Radio Syndicate. You can hear us alongside shows like Audio Smut, Here Be Monsters, and Muck Rock, and there are plenty of other great podcasts all at muleradio.net.
And a special thanks today to Sam Osborne for reading the English translations for us.
Thanks for listening to Everything Sounds. I'm Craig Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr.